We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And one of the high expectations for this club around the league is the pitching staff. And starter Joe Musgrove joins us. Actually joins John in a lean-to outside of the clubhouse there at Lecom. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, it pretty much is a lean-to. Now, the most pressing question I have for you this morning. Mm-hmm. Your high school classmate, Stephen Brawl,
yes,
told us that he took up guitar over the offseason. Have you heard him play, and is he any good?
I heard him strumming a few things in the clubhouse when Garth was around, but I think he was just trying to impress him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Brought his guitar in, got it signed. I thought it was pretty cool, though.
Was it impressive?
It was. Steve's pretty talented. I mean, you know, what he does on the baseball field is kind of seen by all of us, but the stuff he can do away from the field is his singing and vocals and his ability to pick up instruments and just be kind of, you know, a quick learner. It is impressive.
How was it with Garth Brooks? Because he's such a fan, and I don't know if you probably know this, Joe. He's coming to Heinz Field on May 18th, and they've sold 72,000 tickets. It'll be the largest crowd ever to watch an event here.
Yeah, I believe it. You know, having him around in the clubhouse, it was really cool. You know, getting to see how excited he was to be around some professional ball players and kind of see what we do on a daily basis. I know for me and a lot of guys in our clubhouse, it was a little bit of a fan kid moment of seeing him and having his locker next to us. But it couldn't have been a more enjoyable experience. You know, he was super down to earth, super humble, able to sit and talk and have normal conversation with us and kind of remove the stardom and just be a normal person.
You know, I know he took some batting practice. Did you get any chance to throw him one high and tight?
No, I didn't throw to him, but I mean, he stepped in there against some of our nastiest guys and took it like a champ and said, you know, if I'm going to be here, I want to see the best of the best. So I think he got a full taste of what it's like out here.
Oh, that's cool.
Speaking of attitude, Joe, watching you pitch when you're on the mound, you're all in there. I mean, you probably have the most visible attitude on the bump, as Ray Searidge would call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's passion for the game, man. I mean, that's why I play. You know, the feelings that I get when I'm out on the mound are something that I can't find anywhere else in the world. You know, it's a high that's unexplainable, and it's something that, you know, allows me to have an extreme focus and put me in a place that I don't really get anywhere else. So
do you take it personally when a guy gets a hit off of you?
I don't take it personally. You know, no one likes to give up hits. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to, you know, that's going to snarl and growl at you if you get a knock. But I do take a lot of pride in how I carry myself out there and my mound presence. I think it correlates a lot to how you perform. You know, what you expect of yourself and the standard that you set, you know, will dictate a lot of how you perform out there and what you expect of yourself. So
how tight is this group of starting pitchers?
Extremely close. You know, I've been part of a rotation with Dallas Keuchel and Justin Verlander and Charlie Morton, McCullers, you know, a lot of really big arms. But coming over here, this is the best line of communication I've had with any starting staff. You know, the different types of arms and personalities that we have coming out of our rotation, I think everyone complements each other very well, and there's something that each of us can learn from one another. You know, guys with different types of stuff, guys that are more power guys that attack with their stuff, as opposed to a Trevor Williams, who's a little more crafty and moves the ball around better and really understands how to pitch with what he has. You know, it's a really good mix of guys, and I think the amount of communication that we have between each other is what's making us that much better.
We're with Pirates pitching ace Joe Musgrove. And Joe, everybody talks about the importance of pitching, and I thought you might find it interesting that Josh Bell said to us, you know, when our staff keeps a team to 2-3 runs, we should win those games. And it seems to us, John and I, that that's going to happen this year. It just, you can tell when you go through the lineup and see you have a much better chance for those guys to get more runs for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as a starting staff, what we're trying to do is go out and, you know, give our team the best chance we can to win. And be able to consistently night after night get our team into the sixth, seventh inning and you know, keep the score under three. And I think the more we can do that, the better our offense and our defense will be behind us. You know, if our guys come to the ballpark and look at the lineup card and they say, oh, you know, Tyon's throwing tonight, or Archer's throwing tonight, or Williams is throwing tonight, whoever it may be, I think every guy that we're running out there this year is going to put a fire under our defense and our offensive, you know, guys and let them know that we have a good chance to win tonight, and it's not going to be a game that we're going to have to grind and fight for. You know, they're going to get a good competitive seven innings out of their starters, and if we can get, you know, a lead through six, seven innings, we got a monster of a bullpen that can, you know, close out games. So I think we have a chance to win a lot of games this year.
You got another sim game coming up, and we've heard that term, sim game, and Larry Joe was explaining to me before we came on the air, that means they're over at Pirate City, but you've been throwing to your top line players, the major league players. And that's got to be interesting when you're pitching to a Josh Bell or you're pitching to a Starling Marte.
Yeah.
There's got to be a little bro on bro kind of competition there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, we watch these guys every night.
Sure.
You know, we're sitting from the dugout watching these guys. And, you know, a lot of the times our pitchers are communicating on how we would attack our own guys, you know, and trying to exploit the weaknesses that we see in them and talking about their strengths. So, a chance to get them in the box is kind of cool for us. You know, we kind of always have our game plans in the back of our mind of if we were getting traded and face these guys. But I think it's really beneficial to have these sim games, especially out of your 2 and 3 inning outings, to kind of get you warmed up into spring. It's a chance for us to go out there and work on things that we're trying to accomplish throughout spring training. It's a chance for us to, you know, get a good grasp on all of our pitches and the shape and what we're trying to do with them in execution. And it removes the desire to want to go out there and beat somebody. You know, you're always competing and stuff, but in a setting like that where it's a controlled environment and you're facing your own guys, you're getting better feedback from them, you know, a conversation that you couldn't have with an opposing team, you know, about how the pitches are presenting themselves and, you know, what would have been a better sequence to use against a guy or, you know, how we fooled him and what he was seeing.
Interesting.
So we're getting a lot of good feedback and it's helping us, you know, kind of round out our game and our, you know, our attack plans going into different types of hitters, whether it's lefties, righties, you know, high ball, low ball hitters, whatever it is, we're getting a really good idea of how we're trying to use our weapons. So by the time we get into our 4-inning outing and we're into an A game, we have a really good idea of what we're trying to execute, and we've gotten to execute it a couple times in a controlled environment with no pressure or stress. And, you know, you get into these A games in spring training and, you know, your natural instinct of wanting to compete and wanting to beat someone kind of kicks in, and sometimes that overpowers your desire to want to work on some certain things, and, you know, no one wants to get out there and get, you know, beat up or hit around. So you might change your plan to get out and have a clean inning, whereas in these situations, no one's really concerned with that. We're more concerned with, you know, developing our pitches and getting our stuff ready.
Gotcha.
Joe Musgrove, it's fun to watch you pitch, partner, and your impressions of Pittsburgh before you go?
I love it. It's an awesome city. You know, I walk around our clubhouse all the time, and, you know, you see pictures of, you know, back in the wild card game and the Cueto game, all these crazy moments. We watch video on this all the time, and you can see how passionate the city is about sports. And we know if we can put ourselves in a good situation and a good place to be competing for a playoff spot, that support's going to be there, and it's going to be a tough city to come through for playoffs. So everyone's got an idea of what we're working for and what we're looking to get out of this season. And, you know, I think we're doing the beginning stages of that right here.
Well, we hope you make some of those moments this year, Joe. Thanks for
Absolutely.
For dropping by with us for a few
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.